Hello and welcome to It's Another Day in Real Estate. I'm Mitty Matthews from the Arbor Move team, and I'll be flying solo today. It's just me out there. Welcome to our podcast where you'll learn the ins and outs of buying and selling a home one piece at a time. We hope to help you understand the process so you feel more comfortable in it and are making informed decisions when it comes to your purchase or sale. Let's jump right in today. Hey there, it's October 4th and it is raining all week, so I figured we'd do some podcasting because that's what you should be doing when it's raining. So our last podcast was about the differences between an appraisal and an inspection. So hopefully everybody knows exactly what's going on. One of the major things we're looking for in an inspection is top and bottom. Top of the house, the roof. It could potentially have leaks that we can't see. And you'll find that out if you're out in the attic and doing things like that and places that only the inspector is brave enough to go. Sometimes that's a crawl space below the ground or above. So today let's just talk about water, because water happens to be one of the major problems in a home. And so let's talk about like foundation problems specifically today and water damage that can occur if you don't have good drainage. I know this is not the most exciting thing, but a lot of these things the homeowners can be looking for and fix or mitigate before it becomes a real problem. And that's what we're talking about. I looked at a house yesterday that has been sitting vacant for a year, and there are there's one corner of the basement that's clearly just obviously letting water in, not pouring in, but it's definitely seeping through. And, you know, building materials are porous to a certain degree, but they should be able to drain just like a sandy foundation should be able to drain pretty rapidly. And different foundations will drain differently and have different effects on your foundation of your house. This particular house could have been, it was such an easy fix. All the downspouts came straight down, went and dropped, you know, inches from the house without a proper spout that goes out and further away from the house. So your house should be built on a foundation, and then the dirt around it and all of the land should kind of come up to a peak, so your house actually naturally would let water flow away. But if you're going to dump all the house from your roof, all the real estate up top into one location in your at your foundation, you're bound to have problems. So the downspouts, my inspectors tell me that the number one problem in a lot of these houses is people haven't properly put the downspout 6 feet away from your house. I know, pain in the butt when you're going to mow, but you could go move your downspouts. There are options. You could put it underground, but it needs to be draining 6 feet away from your home. Let's go ahead and jump right into your seven fixes to avoid major foundation problems, okay, and things to look for. So as we have learned that water is just not your friend in this department. It's definitely something we need. We love, I was looking at waterfront homes yesterday. So water is something that we're all attracted to, but unfortunately it's also attracted to us. So water can enter the home from the exterior, mostly, and interior. So there's, you know, we have seen problems where there's a leaky faucet or pipe someplace that you can't see, because all these things, of course, are hidden behind your walls, right? But so let's just talk about things that homeowners can see and fix before it becomes a major problem or presents worse damage down the road, okay? There's a lot of experts out there who can help you if there is some sort of damage, and they're also hard to get a hold of right now, as we know that just great workers are overbooked with stuff to do. So let's walk back a hair to one of the things that we were talking about, improving the grading of your house, of your land up to the house. And that's just the dirt around your house. The grading should be down and away. The slope of the property may be direct water towards the base of the single house or the family home or dwelling, rather than away. And that's what we're looking for here. See, what happens is then cracks and openings in the foundation allow it to enter the house, as well as through higher level walls if the foundation isn't wicking away from the house. And so the walls, the foundation, and the roof are obvious entry points. But you want to make sure that the grade slopes away from the house. And anybody who's a structural engineer, they always come over and they start pointing at the ground around the house. And I just put my hand on my forehead and say, yeah, this is a problem. And it's a problem for probably 4 out of 5 houses that I see, because I don't think everybody who's a homeowner has been made aware of this. And sometimes it requires bringing in some more dirt. You know, there's also other ways that you can direct water away. A French drain. This is something that people put in around their house. It would be the equivalent of a modern day moat. So what this is it's, you know, it's a, I don't know if it's like maybe 2 feet away from your house. They build a trench. And then they put in a drain. Literally, it's a drain that whisks the water away from the house. So all the house, the water that comes down around your house then gets drawn into this drain and taken out. So, I mean, anybody, any house that has a French drain, you are set. You are good to go. You're not working on grading and hopefully the water will go away. It's a pretty solid system. They do require a little bit of preventive maintenance. So you do kind of want to know where your French drain is and where the access points are and make sure that you're clean. But that's a nice way to go. And, I can't even tell you what it's going to cost you to put that in. So it's far from as bad as like putting in a new foundation. So I would go with a French drain over if you've got water issues that you can't seem to mitigate otherwise. So something else that you could do is waterproof a foundation. Keeping your foundation walls dry will prevent moisture from accumulating on the outside or entering the inside. So this would be if some of your walls are exposed on the outside, or if you can get to them. So the best fix is to waterproof the exterior perimeter and interior walls of the basement or crawl spaces. So if you can get under the wall, under the house, or under wherever you're having an issue and actually put in some sort of a sealant, that would be another great way to go. So you really want to kind of create this almost plastic-sealed envelope around the building so that water can't enter. It's sort of basic, but it's hard to do when it's, we're talking about a really large establishment or house. There's just so many things that you need to get done, but obviously that's something a professional would want to do. Gutters and downspouts. Some of the modern houses in sort of late 70s and a little bit of the mid-century modern, I'm not sure they had flat roofs, so it's not necessarily something that they would have done. They think that it's better looking without a drain, gutter or downspouts. Obviously, you don't need a downspout if you don't have any gutters, but no gutters means your rain is just running fully off your roof and you've got no way to mitigate the water and redirect it out and away from your house. So all this water eventually actually starts to erode the ground around your house. And then you've got sort of reverse grading, or basically your house is in a pool. You're sitting in a pool down and everything's just pooling around your house and your basement, which is going to deteriorate it. So you got to make sure that you have, if you don't have gutters on your house, I would recommend getting somebody out there to do so. Because eventually it's going to cause a lot of wear and tear on your basement and your foundation. Large trees and bushes. Yeah, the root systems. This is the next thing. Number 4 is large trees and bushes. Keep them away from the house. But honestly, how many houses have you seen that there's a big, large tree growing right next to it? So, if it's an old tree, my guess is that it hasn't penetrated the foundation and probably won't. The root system's pretty deep, but certainly don't plant anything near your house. Any new trees should be planted further away from the house. Bushes, to a certain degree, shouldn't be right up next to your house, although that's tempting. That's kind of what you want for a little bit more privacy and make the house look better. But, make sure that root system is far enough away so that you're not hindering the foundation at all. And now let's take a mental trip down into your basement, and take a look at your walls. We're looking for diagonal cracks. There's a lot of foundation walls and floors that have cracks in them, and that's perfectly normal. There's settling over time. There's things that aren't going to cause any sort of question that the house is stable. It's just a settling or a cracking of the concrete, and it's not allowing water in. Those are fine. What you want to be looking for is a diagonal crack. At that point, you really want to consult with somebody who can help you, possibly somebody who can tell you if there's any sort of functional problems, structural problems with this house, because you want to make sure that this isn't going to deteriorate further, or if you don't have part of the house actually sliding in a certain direction. You don't want to make sure that your foundation doesn't need some underpinning and there are ways to fix these cracks. It's not some sort of, we need to replace the foundation, because that's a major undertaking, but there are ways to replace these before it gets to this point where it's too big and too hard to do. Now back in the, while we're still here in the basement mentally, let's check for, significant leaks and stains. A lot of these basements now, everybody wants a finished basement, which makes it really hard to detect. Finished basements, in some ways to me, especially if it was newly finished or newly painted before putting on the market, tells me it may be covering something up. So let's take a really close look at this. Some of the places that my inspectors tell me that you want to look is at the bottom of the stairs coming down. Now the stairs are usually, it's got wooden slats. If that's exposed at all and you can see to it, that would have a water line had there ever been any leaks or major water issues in the basement there, or even some at all here and there. Those stairs, because they're wood, would probably wick up a little bit of the water and leave some sort of indicator that there was a problem at one time at least. So that would be something to know, because sometimes you come into a basement, you're like, you know, this potentially could have water problems, but then you take a look at these stairs that have not been painted in years or anything, and they're completely dry, and you say, okay, this is probably not a non-issue. And again, I can only tell you from my experience showing houses what we're looking for. Number six on my punch list of seven is check for significant leaks and stains, especially effervescence in basements. So that, like I said, the unfinished basement is best because it's easiest to see the problem. And what we're looking for is stains on the walls, dampness, effervescence, some sort of, almost like a chalky substance on the wall. Or mold. Yeah, that's a kind of an obvious one, but there's other things. You know, mold is going to scream at you, but like other things can't. You can smell a damp basement. So look for things like this. If the basement is finished, you can still look for some clues, like a rust color that may show through paint. It would be a sign of moisture. Take a look at floors and everything else. You have to look a little tighter to find any clues that there might be a moisture problem, and there may not. You know, there's a lot of basements out there that are watertight. So that's number six. Now seven is less common. Sometimes you're looking at a patio floor that may slant, and that could be a house settling. They sag a little, but then they stop. But a floor that was once, or a patio that was level and now slanted, may be time to check a structural engineer. And that may be something that has everything to do with a consistent water problem. So that was one other thing. If it's a big thing, if it's a small something that may have shifted, you know, early on in the lifetime of this house, that's one thing. But if it's something that is really pretty obtuse, and you've noticed that it's a large problem, may require some more digging to see if that's a water being put under the patio, or you know, possibly a soft area that's maintaining water and isn't draining correctly. Just some things to keep in mind. Water is the number one thing I'm looking for in an inspection. Water damage, water problems, potential down the road problems for my buyers. So that's where we're going to conclude today, because I don't want to bore you for more than 15 minutes, and that seems sufficient. So water problems in inspections. We'll keep hitting you with some more stuff to look for when you are buying your house, because we want you to be as comfortable with the process as possible. Thanks for listening today, and make sure that you check the links or contact us if you're interested in buying or selling real estate in the area. Thanks for joining us today. Remember to subscribe to learn a little bit more about real estate every week. Thinking of buying or selling real estate in the Ann Arbor area? Reach out to Clayton Kendrick at Academy Mortgage or me, Mitty Matthews of the Arbor Move team over here at the Moore Group. For your home search needs, head for arbormove.com and find your dream home today. Thanks for joining us today. Remember to subscribe to learn a little bit more about real estate every week. Thinking of buying or selling real estate in the Ann Arbor area? Reach out to Clayton Kendrick at Academy Mortgage or me, Mitty Matthews of the Arbor Move team over here at the Moore Group. For your home search needs, head for arbormove.com and find your dream home today.